This is CPR News in KRCC. I'm Nathan Fernando Frescas. After a record high temperature in Colorado Springs yesterday, a new storm system is bringing winter weather. KRCC's Andrea Chalfin has more.
The snow began in Colorado Springs around 9 a.m. and the National Weather Service expects it to continue through Tuesday morning. Monday's forecasted high of 30 degrees is below normal and a far cry from Sunday's record-setting 68 degrees. Colorado Springs could see up to 7 inches of snow. Parts of the region are under winter weather advisories, including the I-25 corridor, Teller, and Fremont counties. Andrea Chalfin, KRCC News.
The U.S. government has ordered testing of the nation's milk supply for bird flu to better monitor the spread of the virus in dairy cows. That includes cows here in Colorado. The Agriculture Department said raw or unpasteurized milk from dairy farms and processors nationwide must be tested on request starting December 16th. Testing will begin in 5 other states, too, including California. The move is aimed at eliminating the virus, which has infected more than 700 dairy herds in 15 states. Denver tech startup Ibotta is staying in downtown Denver. Denverite's Kyle Harris reports.
Office vacancy rates are up, workers aren't back, and downtown Denver boosters have been looking for wins. The latest cashback app and customer rewards company Ibotta is moving its headquarters to the 16th Street Mall. Founder Brian Leach says the company is leaving the city's central business district to be closer to Union Station and I-25 for easier commutes. The new offices will be in a historic building spanning 2 blocks. Leach says he's optimistic about the future of downtown, and downtown leaders are happy Ibotta's staying. I'm Kyle Harris, Denverite.
It's just about 2:06. This is CPR News and KRCC.